إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. Today I want to remind myself and you about the importance of being, of having a thankful heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّا عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. This means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you, that He promises to increase the bounty that He has given us if we are grateful to Him for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us of His punishment if we are ungrateful. I want to remind myself and you, one of the diseases of the heart is the habit of complaining. And this is something which seems to be inherent in us today as Muslims. Anywhere in the world you go, almost the first word out of the mouth is a word of complaint. We complain about the weather, we complain about government, we complain about society, we complain about our families, we complain about every single thing. And always there is a voice of, there's a whining, a tone to the voice, and there is a voice of complaint. Nothing is ever good enough for us. And this is a disease. This is a disease of the heart. And Rasulullah said, that's why he said, look at people who have less than you. And then you will be grateful for what you have. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He will increase the bounty, this is not to be seen in a material sense. Wallahu alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might do that as well. But key thing to understand is that the enjoyment of something increases if we are thankful for it. If I am in my house, wherever and however that house might be, and then I say to myself, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me a place where I am comfortable, where I am safe, which has whatever comforts it has. If I am conscious of that, I start enjoying it more. The whole key thing to enjoyment is to be conscious of what we have. And this is something which is very important to keep in mind, because being unconscious of what we have, or worse still, complaining, the first curse that comes with it is the fact that the enjoyment is taken away from us. So we have a nice car, but we look at somebody else's car and we feel envious. And we say, oh, you know, I wish I had that car. Now, the beauty and the enjoyment of your own car has gone from your life. And that's why it's very important for us to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have a thankful heart. One of the signs of a thankful heart is also to thank those people who do something good for us, no matter how small. It's once again one of our issues that, unlike we in the West, where at least in the past, I mean, Allah Alam, I think the West is also, many things are changing in those cultures, and not all the change is good. But at least older people, you found that they always said thank you, no matter what it was. You gave them a glass of water, you opened a door for them, you just stepped aside, you said go first, whatever. They would be, they're saying please and saying thank you and saying sorry. The three things, three words in the English language, all over the West, most commonly spoken. So people say thank you for every single thing, whereas we take things for granted. So many incidents where we ask people to do something for us, and when they do it, we do not even bother to turn around and say thank you. I mean, I have an amazing number of emails that come from various people all over the world, most of them younger than I am, who ask me this question and that question, and can you give me this information, can you give me that information? And when I do that, less than 1% will write another mail to say thank you very much for this. Less than 1%. 99% of the people just disappear. And this includes people I know personally very well. Friends of mine, so-called students, because I don't have students. I don't consider anyone to be my student, but they call me their teacher. But they don't have the courtesy to say thank you after I have done something for them. Ajeeb. This is badtameezi, this absolute lack of manners. I don't know how people are brought up. This is so common. Nobody bothers to say thank you. And they ask you for favors. They ask you, do this, do that, do that, do that. As if, you know, your life is dedicated to serving them. And then when you do something for them, they don't bother to say thank you. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who has not thanked the human being, the one who has not thanked the person, has not thanked Allah. And this is very, very important for us to understand. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, it is very important for us to thank. Think also why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants has mentioned specifically that we should thank him, even though he knows whether we are thankful or not. Allah does not need us to tell him to know whether we are being thankful. The ayat, in my opinion, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to thank him is not because he needs to know, because he knows already, but so that we are aware and we are grateful for what he has given us. Because thanking is ibadah. So this ayat is so beautiful because it invites us to ibadah. Invites us to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ibadah. And then when we make the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah rewards us for making shukr. Allah gives us a ni'mah. And then when we thank him for this ni'mah, he rewards us for thanking him. Subhanallah, ajeeb. This is so beautiful, this deen is. So let us make this into an absolute habit. Thank people, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that he has given us constantly and continuously. And make sure you do this, because as we said, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ, as Allah Jalla wa'ala said, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ, that Allah said that if you do not thank me, if you are ungrateful, one is not to thank and take for granted, the other one is to complain. I mean, that's even worse, right? To take for granted is bad enough, but to complain is even worse. And constantly complaining and whining, la hawla quwwata illa billah, we have made misery a part of our lives, and it's our own doing. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us so many good things, but we don't thank, we complain. And for that, what did Allah say? Allah said, my punishment is severe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising his punishment and also severe punishment for people who are ungrateful. Because to be ungrateful, just like to be grateful is ibadah, to be ungrateful is kufr. Kufran and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, let us be very clear and careful in our minds and our actions and our hearts, that we are always grateful to Allah, thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never, and we are never ungrateful to him for all the good that he has given us, starting with our iman and with our health and wealth and families and our safety and the places we live in and so on. May Allah increase this blessing for all of you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts full of gratitude for him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree that inshallah from today we will never ever complain, no complaints about anything. Just be, if there is an issue, have sabr, say nothing, and if there is, and try to change that, and if alhamdulillah, when there is good, alhamdulillah, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is related that he, if he was eating something and if he didn't like it, he would be silent, he would not say anything, and if he liked it, he would praise it. So this is the habit of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he didn't dislike, he didn't complain about food. And this is one of the major reasons for us, the moment we eat something, we always have to make some kind of critical comment about this food. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is food for us to eat. That alhamdulillah, there is food in which we have multiple choices. There are so many people, our problem is to eat less. But there are so many people in the world whose problem is to eat. They have no food. And those people are also the creatures of Allah Jalla wa'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this much, and he's given us in plenty. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to enjoy all the bounties that he has given us, and always, always, always be grateful to him and thankful to him, and never, 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 ever complain about anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. I want to end with a story which I have mentioned many times before. Many of you have heard, but it's a very good teaching story about the king Mahmud al-Ghaznawi and his slave, a man called Ayaz. Now, Mahmud al-Ghaznawi was very fond of Ayaz, and they were very good friends. And one day, Ayaz and Mahmud, they were sitting in Afghanistan in the summer, and a lot of people in those parts of the world, to beat the heat, they eat cucumbers and they eat watermelons. So, Mahmud was eating a cucumber. He had a cucumber in his hand. He was cutting slices of it. And this cucumber, he was giving those slices to Ayaz, and Ayaz was sitting at his feet. So they were chatting, and Mahmud would cut a slice and give it to Ayaz, and Ayaz would eat it, and then Mahmud would cut another slice while they were talking, and he would give it to Ayaz, and Ayaz would eat it, and this went on until the entire cucumber Mahmud had actually fed to Ayaz, and there was one last slice left, and that last slice Mahmud put in his own mouth, and the moment he bit into it, he discovered it was very, very bitter. Sometimes cucumbers are extremely bitter. So Mahmud spat it out, and he turned to Ayaz, and he was irritated, and he said, why didn't you tell me this so bitter? You just kept eating it. I kept giving you this. I didn't realize it was bitter. I wouldn't have given it to you. I didn't realize it, but I was giving you these slices. And you just had to tell me it's bitter. Well, you didn't say anything. You just kept eating it. Now, Ayaz turned to him and he said, oh, my master, there is so much good that comes from you to me that you want me to complain about one bitter cucumber. He said, what's that? That's nothing. Right? Now, think about this. And these are two human beings. Ayaz may have been the slave of Mahmud, but Mahmud was neither his Razik, nor his Malik, nor his Hakim, nor his Khaliq. But Ayaz was so grateful to his master for all the good that he gave him, that even when something bitter came to him, he didn't even bother to complain. He just took it and said, Alhamdulillah. And this is the key thing of Ridha bil Qada, inshallah. That's another topic. We will talk about that later. But the whole issue is to be, it is to be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that He has given us, and never ever to complain about anything. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this easy for us, and to be pleased with us, and to enable us to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.